Natural persons. In the late 19th century, American corporations faced a significant shift in legal standing due to an 1886 Supreme Court case. During this case, Chief Justice Morrison Waite, as recorded by court reporter J.C. Bancroft Davis, suggested that corporations should enjoy the same rights as natural persons, despite this comment not being part of the formal ruling. This effectively granted corporations rights equivalent to individual citizens, including due process, privacy, and free speech, allowing them greater freedom to pursue profit with less government oversight, even though they lacked a human conscience or morals. In 2007, a Gallup poll showed that people had lost trust in big business like never before. But this created a chance for companies to step up as global citizens. People were open to giving corporations another shot because of several reasons coming together. Challenges facing government and business. Government has historically fallen short. The U.S. government has often been slow and ineffective in responding to major financial and natural crises. Consumers live closer to business. Businesses aim to forge emotional connections with consumers. This makes people deeply interested in the products they use and the brands they support. Consumers identify with brand values and expect brands to reflect those values in their actions. The empowered public demands payback. The public, feeling more empowered, now demands that corporations use their wealth and influence for the greater good of society. In today's digital era, consumers have substantial influence due to the abundance of information available on the internet. They can easily find the best deals, consult expert opinions, and read and write reviews, which shifts control away from companies over their product narratives. With just a click, people can share their thoughts and criticisms with thousands of others, leading to a preference for peer reviews over corporate messaging. Companies that prioritize environmental responsibility, simplicity, and authenticity are more likely to earn consumer trust and loyalty in this evolving landscape of consumer empowerment. The four cornerstones of the conscious corporation. Companies used to engage in community efforts mainly for good publicity. But today's emerging business leaders, dubbed Leaders of Tomorrow, LOTs, are realizing the concept of enlightened self-interest. Nowadays, successful companies are adopting the idea of the conscious corporation, which is built on four key principles: having a purpose beyond just making money, prioritizing a people-focused workplace culture, adopting sustainable business practices, and recognizing the influence of consumers. Businesses have more to gain than just profits. Strong corporate brands inspire employees and build positive reputations by championing a clear vision that benefits society. Being socially responsible isn't just a nice to have, it can actually boost business. Google, valued at over $85 billion, famously operates under the motto, "Don't be evil." In the United Kingdom, Innocent Drinks aims to leave things a little better than we find them. Whole Foods Market has succeeded with its simple yet effective philosophy: whole foods, whole people, whole planet. Conscious corporations prioritize fair treatment. Conscious corporations prioritize fair treatment of employees and customers. For example, when Bob the Fish in Florida ran out of items during the holiday rush, they promptly apologized to customers via email, offering refunds and a free hat or t-shirt. Companies are also reevaluating compensation policies in response to public concerns about CEOs' high salaries and layoffs, with Whole Foods implementing a cap on executive pay to address these issues. In 2005, General Electric GE initiated its Ecomagination project, dedicated to investing in clean technology, developing green products, and reducing its carbon footprint, showcasing a strong commitment to sustainability. During the same period, Walmart began its environmental efforts, emphasizing cost savings, enhanced public perception, and customer education through sustainable practices like eco-friendly packaging, demonstrating a proactive approach to environmental responsibility. Companies must shift their approach from merely speaking to consumers to actively participating in the ongoing online dialogue. This new approach involves openly sharing company actions, beliefs, and policies, addressing consumer concerns promptly, and encouraging their input, feedback, and involvement. Rethink corporate culture. The importance of brand reputation in business cannot be overstated, as it impacts various aspects such as hiring, pricing strategies, investor confidence, and media relations. Safeguarding a positive brand image is essential for a company's overall success, influencing how both internal stakeholders like employees and external audiences perceive the organization. For instance, when the documentary Super Size Me was released in 2004, it adversely affected the reputation of fast food giant McDonald's. To rebuild consumer trust, McDonald's took steps to enhance the nutritional quality of its menu offerings and emphasize the importance of physical activity, demonstrating a commitment to customer well-being. Choosing the right social initiative can greatly improve a brand's reputation. When a company's CSR program matches its core business, it boosts its image even more. For example, MTV focuses on promoting youth activism, which perfectly aligns with its brand. This kind of alignment can really strengthen how people see the company. Commitment and transparency in CSR campaigns. Successful corporate social responsibility, CSR campaigns require strong backing from top management and adequate resources. When GE launched the Ecomagination program, CEO Jeffrey Immo took a leading role, publicly supporting the initiative. He involved environmental experts in its development. Today's consumers are curious about businesses' efforts to make a positive impact, so it's important to proudly share your company's meaningful projects. Top companies regularly update the public on their initiatives. GE executives publish quarterly reports on the progress of the Ecomagination program, keeping stakeholders informed and engaged. Meet the faces behind the brand. Today's successful bosses don't advance by intimidating their employees. Instead, they excel through leadership and teamwork, listening attentively and considering diverse viewpoints. The leader of tomorrow embodies four key traits. 1. Articulates a clear and compelling vision and lives the brand values. Leaders should exemplify their company's values in everything they do. Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos, created 10 core values that guide every aspect of the business, from decision-making to employee evaluations. 2. Establishes a foundation of trust. Trust is crucial for success. When Jim McNerney Jr. became CEO of Boeing, his reputation for honesty from previous roles at 3M, GE, and Procter & Gamble boosted the company's value. 3. Stays real. Future leaders should be approachable and open to feedback. Richard Tate, CEO of Cranium Incorporated, promotes a fun culture where managers can even choose their own job titles. 4. Invites people in. Good leaders are accessible internally and engage with the outside world. Tony Hsieh uses Twitter to share updates and connect with followers, blending personal and professional insights throughout the day. The new generation joining the workforce in the early 2000s has distinct motivations compared to previous generations. Millennials, born from 1977 to 1995, prioritize personal achievement, contributing to society, and receiving positive feedback and guidance over traditional aspects like salary, stability, and status. Companies that acknowledge these differences gain significant advantages. They experience higher levels of employee engagement, lower turnover rates, increased productivity, greater profits, and stronger customer relationships. Adopt employee online presence. In today's digital era, consumers freely share their brand experiences online, while employees also engage in internet discussions about their jobs and companies. Though some firms like Apple try to restrict employees' online communication, it's unrealistic to control this information flow completely. The reality is that no organization can have absolute control over its information dissemination. Instead, future businesses will view employees as online brand ambassadors, sharing personal experiences to humanize their brands and establish credibility beyond traditional marketing efforts. Zappos' CEO, Tony Hsieh, promotes transparency by encouraging employees to tweet throughout the day, creating a more relatable and authentic connection with customers. Ooh, free hamburgers served up at Zappos today. Yep, we are spoiled/blessed. Thank you. New Callaway hyperbolic golf shoes are live on Zappos. About to meet with 43 local high school students to talk about Zappos culture and hiring. Develop the brand. Successful companies set a clear vision and use it to guide every decision. Conscious corporations create a useful statement of direction, USOD, to align their goals. This involves defining the organization's destination, the path to get there, the resources needed, and the values to uphold. A good USOD is focused, easy to grasp, and motivating. Notable examples include those used by Ritz-Carlton. We are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. Pedigree. Dogs rule. Everything we do is for the love of dogs, from the dog food we make to the dog adoption drive we support. Amazon. To build a place where people can come to find and discover anything they might want to buy online. Implement corporate values. Employing a push-pull strategy, companies integrate their mission statement into corporate culture. Leadership, including the CEO, emphasizes key values, making them non-negotiable. Simultaneously, executives encourage employees to actively engage and take ownership of the company's mission. Burt's Bees, for instance, exemplifies this by forming the EcoBees group to achieve zero waste and renewable energy goals, urging all employees to participate. This strategy effectively communicates values and encourages widespread commitment throughout the organization. Effective brand management brings several positive outcomes. A recognizable brand helps a company share information not just about its products, but also about its social responsibilities. A strong corporate brand saves costs when expanding, distributing, and marketing. A clear company identity resonates with employees, promoting a sense of purpose and unity. A compelling brand image gives a company a more human touch, showcasing its culture and values. Key points. 1. Legal changes empowered corporations like individuals, impacting governance and business norms. 2. Businesses focus on social responsibility to rebuild trust and deepen consumer ties. 3. Conscious corporations prioritize purpose, sustainability, and consumer influence. 4. Transparent CSR campaigns, supported by leadership, boost brand reputation. 5. Effective leaders embody company values, build trust, and engage stakeholders. 6. Millennials prioritize personal growth and societal impact, shaping workforce motivations. 7. Employee online presence humanizes brands and builds credibility beyond marketing.